The Pashlik mystery. Tonight's year is sponsored by various Analysis members in honor of our old friend, David Schultz, returning this year. Speak to Kenny Yeager if you want to be an anonymous sponsor.
His wife comes back.
The shiur tonight, so this is the usual problem that we have a month before when they ask me to give topics. So it always comes out the same way. Everybody else is allowed to write in Yoni Rosh Hashanah, and I have to come up with topics. So I came up with a topic. I wasn't sure, as you know, is there really going to be anything on this Pashlik? But Baruch Hashem. Chasti Hashem Kilo Samlan really shows the strength of our Torah, that the Indian of Tashlich, as we'll see, is not Stam just in a little nice minhag that we do. We will discuss more the hashkof of it, and then the real halacha this year, being that the first day is on Shabbos, whether or not we should be doing Tashlich or not the first day or not. Baruch Hashem, we live in a community where we're able to do that. There are many communities where this is impossible. In Eretz Yisrael, for example, in Yerushalayim specifically, unless you're going to go to the town of Silwan, so it becomes very, very difficult. We'll see some of the heterim that are involved in that. So where does the source of Tashlich come from? So there are a number of possibilities. The first possibility is in source number one, in Micha, where we actually get the Pesukim. Micha is a very sad sefer. I'm sorry Larry's not here. He could tell us more about it, as I don't know too much about it. But at the end of the sefer, towards Perek Zion, so Micha then gives the hope of generation that Mashiach will come. And these are the lines that we know. This is what Tashlich is. Mi'el kamocha, nosi alvon, ve'over el apesha, l'sharet nachos, so and so forth. This is exactly what we say. And the actual pasuk that we get that reminds us is the idea of a Tashlich u'metzulas yam. Right? That Tashlich we should throw u'metzulas yam. What exactly is the question? These are all, these are the pasukim that we say. So the question becomes, what is this, that this is it, this is the source. We're going to see, as you'll see, we're going to develop this idea, but certainly this is the first, first of the ideas, and that is that as follows. I didn't quote the Zohar, I think I did that a few weeks ago, and people got nervous. So I'll say the Zohar outside, I read it outside, so it's okay. The Zohar in Parshas Noso, he has it as well, I believe, in Parshas Emor, says there are two types of midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Yud Gimel midos, as we know, so we know the famous ones of Hashem, Hashem, Kelrachim Mechanan, but we're going to be reciting, those B'nai Svard have been reciting for weeks, and that we'll be reciting this Motzei Shabbos, and will be the focal point of our Tshuva process.
What's the basis of that minhag of why Svardim stop before us?
Because they do the correct minhagim and we don't. Mm-hmm. Why? So the stoma, it appears to be that that's the correct minhag. Uh-huh. The question becomes, when it comes to this specific inyan, so it seems that the B'nai Ashkenaz were a little bit nervous that to spend that much time repeating over and over Hashem Hashem Tarachim, could shtickle come to a brachal of Apollo, if you can call it that. And therefore, their minhag started only a week before. It's really a question of focus and how much we could focus on it. So that's one of the ideas. So we know that the Yud Gimel Nidos is a focal point of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, of the Tshuva process in itself. And that's why we keep repeating it. Why? We want to remind ourselves, these are the Midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Zohar says that the Yud Gimel Midos that we recite is called the lower, what he calls Lesosa, the lower type of Yud Gimel Midos. But the elevated form, what he calls the Rechmana Elyon, is the higher level, is what we see here in the Pesukim. Mi'el Kamocha, so if you look in the art scroll, has that on top of Mi'el Kamocha says Hashem, Hashem, Kerachim, it goes through all the Yud Gimel Midos. In fact, even in the art scroll has their own little Tashlich book, but even in the art scroll, regular art scroll, so it goes through what the Yud Gimel Midos are and how they intertwine to this. So this is a quasi, in fact, according to Zohar, in a higher level of the Yud Gimel Midos. So clearly we understand then why we say this on Rosh Hashanah. And the truth is that Moshe used the Yud Gimel Midos at a bad time, the Chet HaEgel. He used it for negative reasons. This is all they had. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam said to him. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, hey, this is it. Nesatei v'talos. And he says, okay, this is what's going to help forgive you. Here's the formula. Say Hashem, Hashem, Kerachim, Bechanu. Whereas the time of Micha, it was a Michal was saying it in a more happy version, saying the glorious future of Bnei Yisrael, that when Mashiach comes, everything's going to be good. And that's the Rachmanas of Hashem, of course, in good times. So therefore, this reminds us of that, and that's the first reason, is from Micha. As we see, again, Miel Kamocha, so that reminds us. And of course, the idea of Tashlech, what we call Tashlech, is the idea of throwing. What we will see, Lekulei Alma, not one source you will find. I don't know if everybody see these ads passing around. I don't know if you got it. So there's an ad that was in the Yitin Ne'aman this week. If you didn't see it, I actually got two emails from two separate people asking for a heter on this. It's a full-page ad in the Yitin Ne'aman. It says $20,000 reward. Do you see this? It says we will give $20,000 to someone who can get us a psak from a rav, and there's an asterisk, a psak from a rav that says that it's mutter to go to a mixed gym when there is a separate gym available in your community. Who wrote it? The kosher gym. Two separate locations. Unfortunately, I got it on the internet, and the asterisk part on the bottom, I guess saying the world can't be somebody who went to YU, he can't wear a kippah, so guy, I don't know if it says that, but you can't read it. So my sister sent it to me, she says, you want to split the money, Ted, what? So it was very, very, very interesting.
Where's Kathmika from?
So the I don't know what the fine print is, and I assume it's just to catch your eye, but so I will not give $20,000, but I will give a reward to a person who will find the famous minhag that we all know and probably all grew up as kids. What do we do? What's the most important part of Pasha?
Bride,
bringing the challah and throwing the challah in. Look at the Ma'aril, we'll see how this source is really mamish something that we should be misorder everybody, that this is something that should not be done. Source number two, the Ma'aril, decodifier of the halacha, in our case, the Ashkenazic halacha, Amri Mahari Segel. So he quotes really not his source, but even earlier source. Mashinagul lelech v'Rosh Hashanah achar sudas. Eitzel, yomim v'hanaros, so you go to this, wherever it is, some sort of body of water, l'hashlech v'metzulos yom. Again, kol chatasov, say no. Right? Exactly what we got from Micha. Mishum, yisu v'medr seichel v'kedah she'over avim avinu b'nar. So what does this mean? So he says, no, the source is something else. The source is a beautiful source. The Shlok quotes this, the Lavush quotes this, about Akedus Yitzchak. The Midrash, in Tanachuma, as well as the Yalkut Shimoni, say the following thing, that when Avram Avinu, by Hashem, right, Baboka, and he went up, and he said, no, I'm going to go ahead and do the ultimate test of Rachmanos Yitzchak having to kill his own son. So him and Yitzchak were running to do the mitzvah, and the Satan came and they wanted to not have them do it because they knew what this would mean. So what happened? Zuck the Medrash, they started running to go up to Har HaMoriah, and it started, the sea started to overflow, and they were covered. According to some, they were covered, their entire body was almost covered until their eyes or until their mouths. And that's when they said, hey, we want to do the mitzvah, Rebbe Shalom, please, we want to do this mitzvah. And then the waters subsided. And therefore, Kedus Yitzchak, of course, is the time that we remember Rosh Hashanah, right? That's one of the focal points of Rosh Hashanah as well. And therefore, this is one of the things that happens. So we go to Metzulas Yam, we go also reminding ourselves that they almost couldn't do a Kedus Yitzchak, right? So that's the reason here that he's alluding to, the Ma'aril in source number two. So then he says, the Amru Kishahokam al Naris Biyantiv, Al, you should not, I actually bolded this, Al Yolchu Imohem Shum Mazan, Kideu Zorak, Eladagim, Shibanarois, Laharois, Lahem, Lismoachvam, whatever it is, this is a Chil Yantiv, right? This is Usur. What's the Isser? So there's a number of possible Isserim here, but one of the main Isserim is maybe something that we don't know. According to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, as an example, a person is not allowed to feed an animal that doesn't belong to them. We have the idea that really it's also on Shabbos and Yontif to feed any animal. But because, of course, of the halakha of Sar Balechayim, right, in fact, animals are muksa on Shabbos and Yontif. People also don't know that. Your own animal, so it's not muksa, because you have to be metapel behem. So you might have to walk them, you might have to do different things. But other people's animal, you're at somebody's house for a Shabbos meal, and the God forbid they have some sort of animal there, a pet, and so therefore you can't go ahead and oh, nice doggy, and pet the dog. That's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So too, you're not allowed to feed. So that's one.
Can't pet or can't feed?
Can both. As long as it's muksa. It's like petting your TV set. So, Wow, what's the TV saying?
Still don't do that.
So this would be awesome. There's a number of various serum here. Where did this come from? What's the possible, where do we get this from? So I think it has to do with what many of the Mefarshim quote. This is very popular. And that's the idea, the Kabbalah Chaim quotes, as many others quote it, about, I don't know if anybody ever saw this before, about emptying your pockets. Right? The Zohar actually writes this. The Zohar actually says something very interesting. I don't really understand it as well. The idea of emptying the pockets is that we go there, and it's a dafko right before you say the mitzulus yam, so the tashlech, right before you tashlech, you're supposed to empty your pockets. Hopefully there's nothing in your pocket. And to say, I'm emptying all my averus, all my klipos are leaving me. And just like my klipos are leaving me here, also in the Shemayim, Hashem, you should have a rachmanos on us, and our klipos should leave as well. Again, a very, very interesting idea. This is actually quoted, as we'll see soon, as a Mateh Ephraim. Tonight's a total Bar Ilan CD. So I don't want to quote anything that's not on the Bar Ilan CD. As you see, we have the great zechus of it being nice and large this time. So this way, hopefully, we'll get through all the sources. And this reminds us, again, of taking out the klipos. But I said before that it has to be said exactly at this point. The Harizal says, what I didn't understand is that he says, no, dafka, this should be done with your tzitzis. Now, you should take out the tzitzis, which is interesting according to the Harizal. This could answer the question about wearing tzitzis out or not. They said the Arizal, this is the famous, the Arizal says that you wear your tzitzis in, according to the Zohar, there's some mystical reason why. So you take your tzitzis out and you throw the tzitzis out, and then you say this idea again. Tzitzis are signifying mitzvahs, okay? And any klipos that are on these mitzvahs, take them away. That's one of the ideas. But to throw in bread, I don't see it anywhere. Again, but all the many of those Sifrei Halacha say anybody that does it, you see, obviously this was a minhag, because the Ma'aril said, don't do this. And many others say, wait, don't do this. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind. So then he says, fine, you should even go, even to have a goy, if you see a goy, right? This is my, last year was my first year, I went to the what's it called, Windsor Park. So there were a lot of people at the, what's the place called, Gridian?
Giovanni.
Whatever it's called, that office building, Mamish looking in amazement at what's going on there, right? This, I don't know if this is also the first year that the across the street, the what's it called, Temple Emeth, so the entire shul, at least when I was there with guitars and the whole thing, so you can imagine if you're working on that day, and it's really an unbelievable sight. So now you see somebody there, and they're eating their sandwich, so you shouldn't go over to them and say, excuse me, would you mind throwing a little piece of your sandwich in the yam to somebody? No, that's also, he said, that shouldn't be done. Okay, so that's the first, that's one of the other sources that's quoted. Just to add, another source that's quoted is that when the king was anointed, they went by the yam. So one possibility is that we want to coronate the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we go near the yam to remind ourselves of that. Fine.
So where did this whole thing of bread come from?
Of what?
Where did this whole thing of bread come from?
I don't know. I punch it, don't know.
Same place as the two brachas.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But this is worse. Because this is the two brachas, okay, so what's the big deal? Here, Imam Isha, over. The other source, which I thought was so interesting, is in a sefer called Nefesh Chaya of Reuven Margolis. Pasuk says in Nehemiah in Perichet, "Vayatzifu kol ha'am ki ish echad." So this is a famous pasuk. This is a famous perek. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Farkas. But this is the famous parak that's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Bnei Yisrael coming out of Rosh Hashanah, they have downtrust. They don't. They're. You know. They don't know about themselves. They don't know what to do. So he takes the Yisrael. Kol ha'am ki ish echad elo rechov al pnei shar hamayim. Right, and he takes them to the Shar Hamayim, Yirmu Lezer, and he tells them, Zoyis Toira Moshe as a Chiva Hashem. Right, and then what is one of the things? Very interesting. When does this happen? By Yom Echad L'Chodesh Hashavi. Rosh Hashanah. This happened on Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, Vayukurvol Lifnei Arachov, Asher Lifnei Shar Hamayim, Minha, alright, they're at the Shar Hamayim. So what? So he says, oh, why were they doing a Shar HaMayim? Why did he have this whole longer Megillah telling them, don't worry, and the famous pasuk that he says to them, L'chu, ochel, mashnan, rishosu, mamtakim, ki chedvas hayom, right, he says this is the famous idea also, that there's this aspect, there's a dual aspect on Rosh Hashanah. One, there's a tremendous amount of pachan and yira. How can it be? We're so nervous. We're going to wear regular clothes on Rosh Hashanah. Huh? This is the day that we're judged for life and death. No. Zucca, the idea in Nehemiah says, no, go out, eat. There's an inyan of Simchas Yontif, Simchas Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Chedvas Hayom, the Rabbanu Shalom, gives us strength. He says, no, I've given you the state to Korin in me. I've given the state to do Tshuva Shleima. And so there's the aspect of what we call Gila Beraza, happiness. Yes, there has to be some sort of trembling. So when did this happen? This happened on Rosh Hashanah. When did this, where did it happen? B'Mitzvos Hayam. Oh, that's another Raya to Tashlich. Because what were they doing there? So that Nehemiah was doing Tashlich for them, the first Tashlich. This might be a source which leads into our second idea. When should this be done? So according, if you want to take this Nehemiah really, really strictly, it happened on the first day. Doesn't say anything about the second day. Okay, maybe. Source number three. Shulchan Aruch does not discuss this. Haggah, the Ramah in source number three says, he talks about all the other things. Hanar Lomar Pasuk, but writes, a person should go, I think I cut it off. I apologize, Hanar Lomar, the Tashim Matsula Sayam. Right, there's a minute to do that. And of course, not sleeping. Fine. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, what is this? What's going on here? Mishum Disabah Medrash, Shavra Avram Avino, writes, as I said before, that Medrash Zechel Akeda. And it's good to go to a place, Makam Shieshbo Dagim. Chayim, the Simur Shiloh, Toshlo Banenu, Ayin Harvai, and that's a good place to go. The of course, Dagim have another idea of the Ayin Harvai. So then he says, V'yesh leilech b'yom aleph, achar mincha, kol de mishkiyah pachama, v'lomer pasuk miyal kamocha v'chula. Then he says, v'ksat mekomos, however there are some places, ra'isi, kishachal yom aleph b'shabas, hochim b'sheni l'nahar. Right, we're afraid of Osa, right, of the Svarim. You're going to bring your Machzor, nobody knows it by heart, Kedoma, right, especially if you read the version of the art scroll, so that not Miel Kamocha, then they add all this Tehillim, and they add all this Parnasa, and the Shlon, this davening, so you know nobody knows it by heart. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say over here? What do you think the Mishnah Berurah paskins here? Chavetz Chaim says what? The Yesh, right, he says, I'm sorry, the Ksaf Makom is Reisi. Is he paskin this way? So Mestomit fears that he doesn't paskin this way. That he says that the only reason why he thinks that you shouldn't go the first day is in a place that you don't have an Erev, or it's Mechus La'ir with no Erev, right? So then you're going to take your Siddurim with you. So that he understands it would mean, to give the ending of the Shir, if I'm not mistaken, we all do Tashlich on the second day. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say no. He says he's heard about this Minhag that people don't go. That's in a place that doesn't have an Erev. So Baruch Hashem, hopefully it should be on Rosh Hashanah. We should still have the Eruv, should still be up. We have an Eruv. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it appears to be that maybe we should actually do Tashlich on the first day. But, so that's what we're going to discuss now. When should Tashlich be done? So the next source we'll see is, of course, the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef, source number 5, the Chidah. So the Chidah says as follows. So he says that he saw in the Sefer, the Ramaz, Shul Leilech, a person shouldn't go. But he saw in other Svarim as well, Sha'amar Lo, Rabba Makubal, so on and so forth, different Makubalim said, Rabba Shalom Ramaz said, to Imchal B'Shoshana B'Shabbos, Lo Yasek Yaseidur Hazeh B'Shabbos, Ech V'Yom Sheini Yachar Mincha Kal Yaseh. The question is, when should he go? So this is what he says. He's a little bit more clear that maybe this is something that a person should go ahead and not do. And that he should not go, possibly, to this. So what's interesting is that if you skip for a minute to source number 7, is the Shelos of Tshuvas Yosef Ometz. Who wrote the Sefer Tshuvas Yosef Ometz? So I mentioned a number of weeks ago that the Chidah was probably number one, I think, number one in the Svarim that he wrote. Nobody wrote more Svarim than the Chidah. One of those Svarim that he wrote was a Shelos of Tshuvas Sefer. Many Shelos of Tshuvas Sefer. One of them was called Yosef Ometz. So here in Yosef Ometz, when he also passes Halacha, so he says, what does he say? Omnam HaRishonim Hayu Nogim Minhogim Al Pi Sod. Right, so they ask as follows. That maybe because this year Rosh Hashanah falls, this is the question that he was asked, so he should not go on Shabbos. So he says, all of Shas is written, all of this is al pi sod. So it is possible that it really Dafka should be done on Shabbos. And he says, Lefi so, the Tashlech Asher Gilo Sodo Ha'ari, Yesh Makom Lomar Delo Yamru B'Shabbos. So maybe not. So he's actually, maybe people say that he's not so sure. Because we don't really know. We have Rizal, right? We have Tisod, so maybe it should be done, maybe it shouldn't be done. Interesting. So another interesting idea, which I didn't point out, is the Mishnah Berurah says, when should you go to do Tashlech? B'yom Aleph Acher Mincha. Where Meforesh, the Maharil says, where does he say to go? He says that a person should go after a Suda, Acher Suda. Interesting, because it's a big Nafkamina. Because there are some people who want to daf daven Mincha first on the first, daven Mincha first, on the first day, so that they're able to go like the Mishnah Berurah, whereas it seems that the Maharil held that you do it after you finish your meal. Lav dafka, it has to be by Mincha. So we have these two ideas. The Shari Tshuva kind of sides in the middle here in source number 6. The Shari Tshuva says, Kosov de'afilu chal b'shabes u'mezi'a raya mi Maharil. So the Maharil says, Misham, and then the Ramah, Zalo yomar b'shabes, rak yaseh kein, Abiyom Sheni, Acha Mincha, Umizeh Dach, Kishal Bechol, V'iru Onos, Shelo Asa Kaseda. Fine. So right in the quotes is what we just saw, some of the song that we just saw. So again, right now, what we see is the following sources. The Shari Tshuva says it should be Nidcha to Yom Beis. The Chidah says it should be Nidcha to Yom Beis. This is the way the Seichemet also holds, and the Sefer called Eilof HaMagen holds this way as well, that this is what a person should do. I'll be so whatever it is. Seems appropriate. Doesn't really give the reason. The first reason that we said is in the Mishnah Berurah's reason, which is a pretty good reason, right? It's a very interesting reason on one hand. Because the whole idea this year that we're going to avoid the mitzvah midaraisa, right, of shofar blowing is all because of what? Those communities that don't have an Erev. Right, so I don't know if we could draw up a chart of the notable communities in the entire world. Let's say, you know, ones that have a very large population of Orthodox people. Probably most of them have an Eruv. I understand that many people might not use that Eruv, but many of them do have an Eruv. So the question is, you know, what doesn't matter. We don't care. As long as a frum guy still lives in Omaha, Nebraska, and he doesn't have an Eruv, so we're choshish for him. So we're going to avoid this whole, right? You have to understand what we're doing this year. The second day of Yom Tov, second day of Rosh Hashanah, when we hear shofar blowing, it's not on a Daraita level. It's a Darabanan level, if I may. The Rabbi Sevelovsky on Sunday gave a shir, right? And he spoke about shofar blowing being Inyan of Tefillah, and the Rav is very, that's why the Rav is so makbid, that it had to be mamish perfect, because it was an Inyan of Tefillah as well. So I happened to blow shofar, and Rabbi Sevelovsky shul. I said, "Yeah, I know. It was very last year was my first year. I was very nervous." I said, "You know, because there's a lot of different minhagim that people have, hakpaz and so on and so forth." He goes, "Don't worry. This year it's only midorabanan. Shofar blows midorabanan. I won't be so strict on you. The first day it's deraisa, so you have to be very careful. The second day, not as bad." So that's can you imagine? So now, what are we going to say? Tashlich. It's like a kal v'chomer almost. The whole idea of tashlich. What are we worried about? Everybody's going to take that machzorim. Nobody knows Tashlich by heart. So why wouldn't we have the same gezeirah shofar over here and say, hey, wait a minute. Just like my shofar blowing, we don't let you take the shofar out, even though the person's going to promise. I promise. I'll leave the shofar in the shofar. I promise. No, it's not good enough. Not good enough. Why wouldn't it be the same over here? Very interesting thing. So the Shulchan Yaakov in source number 8 says as follows. Shulchan Yaakov Reicher. So he says as follows. What's the chashash over here? Why would you not go? Right. Yaakov Reicher was asked all these many, many different questions. And he was the source of many people would ask him these questions. He lived in the 1800s. So he was asked a lot of these different questions. And he said, I don't understand. What are we discussing? It's the reason Makdim LeMitzvah. Do it on the day you should do it. So then he says, right, there's no Erev. Right? What are they going to take with them? Right? They'll put it on the trees next to it. Right? That'll be okay. Okay? Could be. So they're not going to be metaltil. They're going to know not to be metaltil. Don't worry about it. Right, quotes them out real fine. Dishlecha Nar B'yom Shabbos Rak Shalo L'Hashlik L'Hem Mozon. Also, these people used to bring mazon. That's terrible. You can't do that. Right, this is what I said. So Shmuz Yaakov over here is not so convinced. Right? Shmuz Yaakov.
There's a difference. The mitzvah is the shofar. It doesn't say on Shabbos you shouldn't daven because you're afraid that you're
going to
bring a matzah to shul.
Right.
The same
kind of thing. Good. Right. So that's going to be one of the great answers, of course. So exactly. So there is a difference over here, right? So the whole idea, the Gemara tells us that the Rabbanan could be Oker, Dover, right, Min HaTorah, B'Shev, why? B'Shev Alta, why? Because we're afraid you're going to violate a Deraisa, right? To have a Deraisa and violate, but we don't say that when it comes to a Maxer, like you just said, right? Everybody likes to bring their own Maxer now, the new Rav Salvific Maxer came. Everyone wants to bring their own Maxer to Shul. Everybody wants to bring their own matzah to shul, whatever it is.
It shouldn't be limited to Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. It should be any Shabbos. I mean,
right. You can't doubt, right? Exactly. Anything, right? So that's going to be question number one. Very good. And that could be the possible reason, right? So we're not worried. We know people are going to know that it's Shabbos. The Rav's going to make a million announcements. And you're going to say, Rabbi Yisai, with this town, we don't have an Eruv. So everybody should know, Baruch Hashem, and we're going to be doing it by so-and-so place, we have permission over there, there's going to be, or, everybody go exactly at 5 o'clock, and the Rav will, he knows it by heart, of course, so he's going to say, the truth is, Yosef probably saying nothing. If you don't know the Pesukim from, those three, four Pesukim, the Rav will be able to memorize. That's the answer, that's what Shos Yaakov holds. Source number nine, Shel Sechivas Torah Lishma. So this is, I hope, the Ben Ish Chai. Yep. So the Ben Ish Chai says, and if it's not, would you know? So the Ben Ish Chai says over here, this is the Sheol Teshuvas he wrote, as well as the Ben Ish Chai itself, the famous Ben Ish Chai on the parsha where he passed into Halacha. So he was asked the same question. The first thing, I just quoted it. It was an interesting question. Why are the Svardim Noeg, when it comes to Ashrei, that they, what do they do? Why do they lift their hand? So he explains why. The Shefa, we're showing the Rabbanu Shalom, we're opening our hands. What's the idea? We open our hands, just like we open our hands, so Rabbanu Shalom, you open your hands, right? That's the idea that we're supposed to be concentrating on during Elul. The Yud Gimel Midos, that you want Hashem to have chesed on you? Are you doing any chesed? Right, so that's one of the ideas. He says, no problem. And now, he says, what happens when it comes to the famous Indian over here of Tashlich? How are we going to paskin? Follows. A Mitzvah Eslenu, Mirabein Arizal, Minog Yisrael Torah, who? V'yesh B'zetam, K'dei La'asos Pula. Right? So, right, as we remember, as I said before, about Nechemi, this is exactly the day that happened. So this is the day that it should be. So everything has their reasons, right? And therefore he says, so he paskins over here, Pashut, that this is something that's so important that we should go ahead and say it, even though we don't possibly understand it. And later he says also that when it comes to Shabbos, so we should do it on Shabbos. This is the way that, as we just saw, the Shos Yaakov holds, as well as the Kaf HaChaim, and this Shel Sechu Torah Lishma. Right, he passes this way as well, and the Ben Ish Chai says this very succinctly as well. Zot the Mati Ephraim, I'll just quote it on the outside. The Mati Ephraim as well says, Norogim Alech Mimincha, so a person should go to say Tashuk, Af Imchal B'yom Rishon, Ein Mivatim Seder there. A person should not go against the established day. Eich Sarach Lizahar Shalom, a person should be careful not to go out of the Eruv if he has with him obviously a maxer. The afim chal b'chol hoklim nar shesh bo dogim. Right? Okay. So this is very interesting. So what have we learned so far? It's really a pretty solid machlokas over here, right? We found Ashkenazim and Svardim who hold one way, and we found Ashkenazim and Svardim who hold the other way. And we're not so sure how the Mishnah rules. Not so poshut. So the last source is Shel's Tshuva Yechavadas. Yechavadas has a very interesting whole longer thing. Yechavadas, there'll be Omer, about three Tshuvas on it. But I'm actually quoting what he quotes in there, because Rosh Sturmbach Sefer is not yet, or at least my edition is not online. So he says something very interesting. In the footnotes, Rosh Sturmbach writes in Chelik Aleph, in Simon Lamadalad, he's talking about a totally different inyan, but he says this here, V'harosh Yechasov, Masha Olam Noogim Lotzei L'Sifrei Machzurim L'Sei D'Tashlech B'Yontav Shel Rosh Hashanah. This is a totally different reason. We're talking about something different now. Regular day Yontav. Now you decide you're going to do it on Sunday. Why is that allowed? No Tzavro Lana Sharei Ein Ze Elam Minig Ba'alma. The Kana Gedole, right, the Gedolim says, for example, the Gra, Agra Mivilna Lo Nogulam Artashlech, right? They say that the Gra held that a person shouldn't go ahead and doesn't say Tashlech. This is in line with a lot of the things that they say. This is actually quoted in the Gra's work of his different minhagim, that he held that a person should do Tashlech. Okay, they quote this as well, that maybe he didn't like a lot of these different things that symbolize anything that was close to Chassidus. He didn't like. So, you know, people say that he didn't say Kiddush Levana. Because the things that, not for what it was, but maybe not the tzibur, because of what happened there, the dancing, whatever. I'm not sure exactly. But these were things that the Gros saw. And so apparently, according to him, as I pointed out before, Rav Moshe Sternbach is the Nidvin Echad. He's a direct descendant, very close descendant of the Gra. And he said he never said it. Why? What's the problem over here? So we have something on Yontif called Tiltul Asorach. Yontif does not just master you to carry anything. That's 100% not true. Yontif only masters you to carry things with Sorach Hayom. So for example, if a person said, oh, you know what? I just remember I have the plate from the Shalom Zachar, and I forgot to return some plate from the Shalom Zachar, and now I'm going to go ahead, it's perfect day now, Sunday of Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to go ahead and return the plate. Is this mutter? 100% asr. Why is it asr? Because it's tilta lola tzorach. You can't just go ahead. In fact, there's a shayla, the svardim are very machmir on this. To the point, the svardim hold a tilta lola tzorach means what? That a woman who's not chayiv in shofar blong, lekuli amo, a woman is not chayiv to hear shofar blong. They're not chayiv to hear shofar blong. So we hold that a woman wants to go to shul, they want to hear shofar blong, matov manoyim. We hold Ashkenazim, they want to hear shofar blong, I will take the shofar, we'll bring it to them. Svarim hold it's usur, tilta lola tzorach. A Svardi man cannot go ahead and lift his shofar up from his home and bring it to somebody else's home. She's sick, she's in the hospital, 100% usur. For another man, it's mutter, because that's tilta lola tzorach. But lola tzorach, she doesn't need to hear a shofar blowing. That's how far they go to the lola tzorach. This is a Shiloh, Rav Moshe discusses a Shiloh about keys.
Hold like this now?
Yeah, 100%.
So then they won't use strollers on your
Oh, stroll? So that's the open question over here. Right. So here's the question, is how far do you extend this? No. The question is, how far do you hold this? So, tilta lola tzorach, what does it mean? So, I give you a good idea. Okay, ready for this? I forgot who said this, but there was an achron that said as follows. You shouldn't be able to bring a machzor to shul. Why do you bring a machzor to shul? You bring a machzor to shul, so he held, this isn't true, he held the only reason why we bring machzorim to shul nowadays is to say the piyutim. Because everything else, obviously, we know by heart. Muslim Rosh Hashanah, who doesn't know Muslim Rosh Hashanah by heart? So, or it could be at least, by the way, it could be that in those days they were yotzim, the chaz, whatever, but okay. So, who said you can bring it? To say piyutim? To minig ba'alma? This is actually a throwback to our shir that we gave on Hallel. Because we said as well that on a minog, who says on a minog you can make a bracha? So they said, furthermore, on a minog you're going to be able to bring a minog, you're going to be able to bring a sitter for a minog. Tiltul lola tzorach. So Kenny asked a good shiloh. So what is tiltul lola tzorach, right? A guy decides that he wants to go to the park for some odd reason, right, on Sunday Rosh Hashanah, and he wants to have a picnic in the park, right? He decides. Let's have a picnic in the park. Let's have a picnic in my backyard of my house. I have no Eruv. Right? It's Yontif. That's Mutter. Why? Only Yontif. It's a Mutter. So to what extent? So what's Mutter? So that's the Shaila yes over here. So Rav Adi Yosef certainly doesn't agree with us. So he writes, "Ve'ein advar mukhrachim." So he says, we don't hold this way. We pass in the other way. We pass in tzitzulotzorach is also good. We very much try not to do this. For example, Moshe, I believe, has a shiloh about tzitzulotzorach. So a person now has Baruch Hashem, you know, he lives on the Lower East Side, and there's no Eruv. So he gets very excited when it comes to Yontif, right? Hopefully, again, it's not on Shabbos. This year's a little problem. Finally, he can carry. Second day of Rosh Hashanah, he's excited. So what does he do? He's got to lock his doors. He lives on the Lower East Side. So he takes all of his keys and he locks the doors. Rav Moshe asks, wait a minute. I understand taking that one key.
You don't need all the keys.
But what about all the keys? He's got a key to his office, he's got a key to his mailbox, he's got a key to all these things. So that could be that we hold, just like we hold Rebbe Deshurim, when it comes to being able to cook more for Yom Tov, so that might be Mutter. Furthermore, so Rav Avi Yosef doesn't even understand where Moshe Sternbach stands on this, because we don't hold that way. Just like it's exactly what Kenny's saying. What do you mean? Okay, so to go ahead and return someone's book, not a saver, a book that they had for 6 years, and all of a sudden to return on Yom Tov, so that could be a problem. But stop to do something, we extend the Tzorach. This is not Latzorach. To go ahead and bring a Machzor, a person decides, I want to learn outside. Can you learn outside? No, that's Mutter. But taking a Machzor, why? Because what are we saying? I don't want to say Tashlich. You made me say Tashlich. The Rabbanah said, I would never even think to say Tashlich. The Rabbanah made me say Tashlich. That's Tiltul Latzorach. So he says that this is what Ramosha, he says this Ramosha Starbuck. He says, I totally understand that. Because the truth is, we don't even pass in that way. We just talk that we can bring Latzorach, we go to bring not Latzorach. So therefore, I don't know how mistaber this is about bringing the shofar and so on and so forth. He ends off just on our inyan. He ends off by saying the sikum kishamira say the tasha mechutz l'shetach v'ol ha'erub so yesh l'mudon l'amira so b'rosh Hashanah shachal b'shavas k'day shelo v'yichshul. I understand if you don't have an erub, it's better in that town they shouldn't say it. Aval in tashu nase b'toch shetach ha'erub yichol lomar b'afir shavas. They should say it on Shabbos, right? So he's only machmir when it comes to Shabbos, but and he's not even so sure. He really sides with the shita that says you should do it on Shabbos. I understand if you don't have an Erev in your town, you should be choshesh. That's the way he paskins. So we see here something very, very interesting, and that is that it's not so fortunate how we hold. We are, whatever it is, we hold this way. I don't know exactly why. I believe all of the United States of America, most don't. It happens to be the Hasidim have a minhug that's quoted, that they actually, a lot of Hasidim go during the week. They do it during the week. Now, it has nothing to do with Shabbos and not Shabbos. They hold that this is the better time to do it. What? Oh, no. So that's what's called the Likutei Ma'arich quotes Rabbi Yisrael Friedman. So he says, so that he says, no, yeah, us Hasidim, we spend the whole day in shul. What happens? We come home. It's 3-4 o'clock. What are we going to do? We're going to take the meal quickly, and then we're going to go just to say Tashkent. No, they do it during the week. That's better to say it during the week. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in a scathing way, and in fact it's quoted here on the bottom of the Matei Ephraim, the Elif Lamogen, written by, I think, Yeshayahu Finkelstein. So he says that this was a big problem that we also had. That what happens at, we know, what happens at Tashlich? Oh, that's the place of HaYishidach, right? There's intermingling. He says it's also for Nashim to go. They shouldn't go there. They don't belong there. Oh, hold the Gantz Mice, right? Ibid the Shir on Sunday night. So this is what we're doing. We're going to say Tashlich because we want to imitate the Yud Gimel Midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam on the highest level of Micha. And what are we doing there? We're sitting and we're talking to other ladies. This is truly not appropriate. This could be compared to on Tisha B'Av. What's the most popular place to be on Tisha B'Av? At the Kotel. Why? There's hundreds and hundreds of women and men. This is what Rosh Hashanah, this is what Tisha B'Av is about. Can't be. That's some interesting points. We normally find ourselves. What?
Is there a machlokes about that?
I don't know. You have to ask Rabbi Tversky. I will. Is there a machlokes? Yeah. Of course, there's a machlokes because many women go.
The
fact is that I'm not 100% sure, and I mean, I have to find the source of this.
Can't look at anything.
My assumption is that most people go like the reason why we all do this in America. Let's say we're going to do it on Sunday. I think it's because of the chashash in the Mishnah Berurah, and we're worried about that chashash. Because you're not going to find this tashlich that's not so much mentioned. I believe that's the reason why. Just some few ha'aras before we end of what normally happens in our communities. We're lucky, we're fortunate, but in many communities they don't have running water as accessible. So in Yerushalayim this is a very big problem, and Yerushalayim is very pashut. Everybody seems to pass in the same way, that they go to these open, like, wells.
Water towers.
Right, water towers, all these different things. And if they caution that a person should be very careful, the Kabbalah Chaim says this, a person should be very careful, you go into Svasa Boor, so what do they want to do? They might want to see the water, right? I'm saying, you know, I think we've been talking here, maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, maybe Ishaf HaTzchak, you even go to, like, the sewer system, and, right? But to go ahead, let's say, the manhole, and to...
Sewer system?
Right, it's running water. not the best form of running water. What?
No,
okay.
No,
within two or three sources, maybe
you should have water. Yeah. But you have no choice. I mean, you have no choice.
So we might have a choice. We go looking for it, or we should go put them in.
No. But
case, why not wait till afterwards?
Right. So the interesting. That's the point. The point is, it seems to be that we want to mamish do this on Rosh Hashanah, so we're machmir for ourselves, and we go into that. And that's what they say. The Chassam Sofer writes that in wherever he was, there was no way to actually go to where the water was, but you can stand on a high place and you can see the water, that's also going to be good. They say that the stifler in Orchis Rabbeinu, so when he became old, so he couldn't go ahead and walk that far in Bnei Brak, so he couldn't go to Yam HaTichon, so he would stand on top of his roof and be able to see it. That's also okay. Okay, again, there's different minhagim over here, exactly how to be knowing. Finally, what we've seen from tonight obviously is a little bit of hashkafa of what the reasons are, and I think we saw some, I believe, very, very interesting reasons. Whether it's Zechel or Akedus Yitzchak, as we saw, or the idea that the Zohar writes about Moshe Rabbeinu having the Yud Gimel Midos, which we know, and then the Yud Gimel Midos of Micha, of this idea of Metzilas Hayam, or maybe according to the Shlal of Vush, based on the idea, as we just said, about remembering Kedas Yitzchak, so many, many different ideas. It seems to be that the bottom line, I believe, is a very important point that we have to think about during this time. And that is that I pointed out a few nights ago, the Rapam says about in this week's parsha that we believe that the mitzvah of tshuva, right, according to the Rambam, Mizaraita comes to ki ha-mitzvah zos, right, lo niflesicha, kikor galecha dover mod, right, comes from this week's parsha. And so Rapam is a whole longer thing, which we won't go into, where he basically says that this is one of the problems that we have during Chodesh Elul, that we think about, oh, we have to do tshuva. So we think about it and go, yeah, but you know what? Forget about it. I can't do tshuva. Why can't I do tshuva? Because it's impossible. I only have 2 weeks, I have 3 weeks, I forget it. And they say, that's it, forget it. And they go through Elul, they hear the shofar. They go through Rosh Hashanah, they hear the shofar, they adopt Yom Kippur. Same like all the time, they do the Gal Chetz, but it's not, because they think there's no way, forget it. And he compares it, just briefly tell the story, he compares it to the guy that's going, the guy that Nebuch has got business problems, right? He's in, let's say he's in the meat business. So he's having problems, right? And he can't pay Empire, and he can't pay all the different suppliers. So what does he do? He's got the smartest idea. What do we do? What does a person do if they have serious problems?
Steal.
Chapter 11. No, hopefully they don't steal. They file Chapter 11. The person filed Chapter 11, and what happens? They don't have to pay. All of a sudden, no empire. Now, you tell me what happens, though. That Shabbos, when he files Chapter 11, he sees the guy in shul. What happens? The guy's going to be pretty mad at him. He might throw a punch at him. So, what are we even supposed to do? We're supposed to go to the guy from Empire, and we're supposed to say, listen, I know I owe you $10,000. I got a little problem with my business now. Let me pay you $100 now. Let me pay you $1,000 now. Whatever it is you can pay, and try to pay him back. That's the idea by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Doesn't say to us, you have to do true gemurah. Forget about it. If you don't do true gemurah, we're done. No. He says, do something. Start. Do something. That's what I think Tashlich is reminding us of. He's reminding us that we have Yudim Midos. We're able to do things, right? In the time of Micha, they were in terrible right straits. And Nehemiah also. No. He says, go. Piched v'tayom. L'chu ochel mavshanim. Right? Go out. This is the happy time. You give us Rosh Hashanah. Don't feel downtrodden and say, we can't do it. It doesn't pay anymore. Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of having Rosh Hashanah. We go out by Tashlich to remind ourselves of that as well, that things are not as bad as they seem. Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to do, right, just do a little bit. Chut ha'sa'ara. You do a little bit, Ribbono Shel Olam will help you through a tshuva gemura. And that's a very important idea during Chodesh Elul, during Rosh Hashanah, Zeres Yimei Tshuva, that ki korav yilecha davar mod. If we just try to go ahead and start the tshuva process, Hashem will help us in that way. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Shomer Zekolish Baruch Hu Zakoy. Es Yisrael Lefichu Chirim Torah Mitzvah Shneimer Adinoy Chofetz Lematzko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Shadav Yisrael Shmei Rabbo.